due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
This show is sponsored by myoliveleaf.biz, myoliveleaf.biz.
Judge, this is Dr. Randy Short, reaching out to the one and only Judge Joe Brown. And Judge Joe Brown, I don't even want to interrupt y'all much today, but last Wednesday, I was staying at the Omni Shoreham Hotel, crashed in my buddy Dr. Nancy Dawson's hotel room, watching the bad coverage of the Pooper Tuesday Part 2. And they had their panel of fraud experts. One of them, I think, is a distant cousin of mine, Bakari Sellers. They're snooty, so I don't care if we related. And
damn,
and,
man, and you get he, around. You related to everybody.
Radio, DJ.
One nation, one station.
We're following breaking news now out of Miami Beach, where former gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum was involved in an incident possibly involving crystal meth in Miami Beach overnight. According to a Miami Beach incident report, he was inside of a hotel room at a building on 1100 West Avenue where a man was treated for a possible drug overdose. The man was transported to the hospital. Another man was able to tell police what happened, but when officers went to speak to Mr. Gillum, they say he was unable to communicate because he was so inebriated. Officers report finding three small clear plastic baggies containing suspected crystal meth on the bed and the floor of the hotel room. Police report Gillum left the hotel room and returned home without incident. There have been no arrests. And Gillum just released a statement. It reads in part, I was in Miami last night for a wedding celebration when first responders were called to assist one of my friends. While I had too much to drink, I want to be clear that I have never used methamphetamines. I apologize to the people of Florida for the distraction this has caused our movement. He went on to say he is going to spend the next few weeks with his family and appreciates the privacy at this time.
So, first of all, I think a lot of the headlines are a little misleading and really, really damaging because most people just read the headlines. So, when it says that Gillum was found in a Miami Beach hotel room with methamphetamines, which is what the majority of the headlines say, it makes it sound like we know for sure that it was meth when we don't even know that, and that he was taking the meth when we certainly don't know that. I've been pointing out today that if it is meth, it was on the floor. Why am I pointing out that it's on the floor? Because they didn't find it on him. It's very different than if the police find it on him, as opposed to on the floor with at least three other people in the hotel room. Okay. Now, I'm not saying the other guys did. I have no idea, right? And can you be intoxicated? The police say that he was intoxicated. Can you be intoxicated without meth? Of course, you could have drank a lot. You could have, honestly, you could have done other things, right? And so, and furthermore, most of the headlines that I saw made it seem like he was alone, which has a completely different connotation. Like somebody found in a seedy motel room by themselves with meth has got massive issues. Let's just keep it real, right? Someone in a fancy hotel, and I'm not judging on the seediness or the fanciness, it's just in what kind of dire straits are you in, what kind of spiral are you in, that kind of thing. Someone found in a fancy hotel room, if it's true that he was attending a wedding that's heavily intoxicated, is called an American, okay?
Right.
So now the right wingers online are saying, Cenk, you know, not everybody drinks at a wedding, okay. If you want to have fun, I drink at weddings. I don't know what kind of folks you are. I'm not judging you if you don't, right? And so is there a wedding? I don't know. Maybe Gillum's going to the wedding because remember, he was mayor of Tallahassee, not Miami. They're very, very distant from one another. Maybe that's why he's in town. Maybe it's not true. I don't know. So just because Dyson says he wasn't going to a wedding doesn't mean Gillum wasn't going to a wedding. And so I'm just saying there's 1,000 things here that are unknown, but the headlines make it seem like they are known. And I don't like, and they've put Gillum in a terrible situation where he's gonna have such a hard time coming back politically because all the headlines said Gillum meth motel room hotel room.
So even outside the headlines, the fact that he was there is gonna do his career some damage.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, we know how politics works. Look, Obama caught so much hell when there was a church he probably went to that where the pastor, they picked a few lines out and that stuck, right? if you're in a room with any kind of meth, whether whose it was or was touching or any of that stuff, that's just going to stick with you. It's just how it works. So I don't know if he knew it was there. It sprawled off on the floor. Whatever his story is going to be, it's not going to work. And this was the saddest part about this. It doesn't matter what he says. It doesn't matter what the truth is. It doesn't matter what the situation actually was versus what's alleged. It's going to be in every campaign video.
Right, and that's the sad reality of the state of where we live now. Because he, like I said, he, on all accounts from my research and what people have said about Andrew, that he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. He apologized and said, "I'm sorry for the distraction this has caused our movement," meaning that he was trying to do, and he has done some good, and what he's trying to push forward and bring forward. I'm glad, Cenk, you brought up that it wasn't found on his person, the drugs, but it's the writing's on the wall right there. And not to bring race into it, but being a black man, drugs, that situation. Some people were saying LGBTQ affair. Like, there was so many things that were going on and opinions people had in regards to this. I do think Andrew Gillum can come back from this. I really do. I think that it'll all shake out. And the news cycle, the way the news cycle is, we move on very quickly. And that's a positive thing, I guess, is that we're like, I'm over it.
All right, guys. Right now, you're listening to the voice of Valerie Denise Jones. Hope you're having a great day. Please join me on Instagram at Valerie Denise Jones, Valerie Denise Jones, and also Miss M.S. Valerie Denise Jones for more of a backstory regarding today's audio. I just played something from the Young Turks. So big shout out to them. I did that so that I can give you more balance, more perspective, so we can have a more in-depth conversation down in the comment section. Right now, what I'm about to do is play an excerpt from Friday's show, the portion where Dr. Randy Short joined Judge Joe Brown, and they had a conversation regarding Andrew Gillum, and also they touched on a few other topics. But anyway, I'm going to play this audio. Hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
Okay. This is Dr. Randy Short reaching out to the one and only Judge Joe Brown. And Judge Joe Brown, I don't even want to interrupt y'all much today, but last Wednesday, I was staying at the Omni Shoreham Hotel, crashed in my buddy Dr. Nancy Dawson's hotel room, watching the bad coverage of the Pooper Tuesday Part 2, and they had their panel of fraud experts. One of them, I think, is a distant cousin of mine, Bakari Sellers. They snooty, so I don't care if we related.
You related to everybody.
Well, no, well, we all black folks are probably no more than six and seven cousins. You think his last name is Sellers, S-E-L-L-E-R-S. My grandmother's is Zellers. It's the same name, and they're just a couple of miles. And in 1850, there were only two, three families with that name. They were all related. So whoever owned his family also owned mine. And so that's just a fact. So they were rude when I called them. They were mean. I didn't want anything. I'm just trying to learn family history. No problem. But anyway, you know, I think he has a drinking problem. That's why he hasn't gone anywhere in politics. So I was annoyed seeing him on CNN. And then I looked and I saw someone who looked like a gay politician in D.C. by the name of Ron Magnus. But I says, Ron Magnus doesn't come on CNN. Who is this? And I couldn't make out who it was until they put up the name Andrew Gillum. And I couldn't believe it was him. It's like, God, look at the skin. You know, I always tell people I'm not on a mission of hate, but my mom and dad worked with folk who had AIDS for years and did funerals. And D.C. had more AIDS than they had anything else. I've seen people, their skin, you know what I'm talking about. Dr. Skin is glassy and it's shiny. And I was looking at this man's skin saying, what happened to this man's skin? And then I told you, when people's hair starts falling out or whatever prematurely, sometimes it's because they're using drugs or they have an STD or they're taking a prophylactic type antiretroviral drugs, okay? And I was so upset looking at Gillum, I called one of my fellowship members to say, please look at CNN. I don't think I'm judging nobody. But something's wrong with Gillum. Gillum's on drugs. Gillum is flaming like a flamethrower. He could have been the German army on the front line. And I says, I've never seen him look like this. And I remember the picture where it looked like the man had his hands in his pants on the boat off of Staten Island. But I haven't paid attention. But I told my fellowship and other people, something's wrong with them. I put it up on Facebook. I put up the pictures. I also did We All Be Radio and said, you know, something's up with Gillum. And then you heard, I think I sent out y'all, he got busted. No, he didn't get busted, but they came in because they had a little crystal meth or allegedly, potentially crystal meth, gay orgy, wherever he was. And I've been saying to people that Gay Pride kicked off on February 29th, and they're going to have something all the way into September, and this is going to coincide with Corona. And I guess Tampa's his town, if I'm correct. He's in Tampa, one of those cities, or Tallahassee, one of the two. Forgive me if I have the cities wrong, but he's in Florida. He's the mayor. But they just had their big...
Tallahassee.
Okay. They just had their queen shindig down there. And I guess the after party wasn't long enough for him. And so I'm thinking he's got a gorgeous wife, a pretty, pretty double Dutch chocolate woman with two young kids. And
they swing.
You know, yeah, I know. Just, dude, if I was RuPaul, I would change for the woman he's got. I still remember seeing her picture from 2.5 years ago. She's fine. And I'm just saying, people swing back. You get. I mean, I believe some of these women are so fierce, they'll make a Negro turn straight. Some folks don't want to be
amphibians. Amphibians. They're still moist.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's right. So look at him. He's been busted. But if I sent you the pictures, I think I sent it to y'all, where his hair was falling out. You can see that.
You did, but it's out there on the net. I saw some other sources on that.
He didn't look like that. He didn't look like that 2 years ago. I'm not happy. I'm not happy for his two babies. I'm not happy for his woman. I hope he ain't take her home something. What? And I knew something was wrong when he was running for office. And you had all those gay things, and you left your fine woman at home so that other folks could feel comfortable approaching you. I says, I don't like that. If I had a good-looking woman, I had a bunch of predators around me. You know, women are like a shield. I mean, they like kryptonite to folks who are into, you know, boo-foo. They don't like certain women. They get mad. Oh, who's that bitch with this? He says, she all up in the way. God block me. She think because she got the real stuff that she's somebody, you know. But I looked at how, and it's interesting how the gay folks have cashed his chips in. Somebody snitched him out. The white sodomite LGBTQ folks are loyal to no one. So all the black folks carrying body fluids, because they ain't carrying water, for that movement, when they get done with their tools, they break them, like throwing your sex toys in the fire. And so this man is effectively ruined. Ruined. And I always say to folks, James Baldwin, he was in the, like, water sports and all that stuff, and he spoke up for racism. What is it about this new black sexuality coons who fight for everybody but us?
Well, see, here's the thing. Baldwin was gay as he wanted to be. Mm. So was King's good buddy, the poet, what's his name, Bayard Rustin.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is they're different kind of gays, and they stood up for the black cause. See, there's a thing that developed in the 60s I saw on the West Coast. Turning gay was a way of opting out of the man-on-man, white man versus black man thing. You no longer were a male threat. You became just another hole to screw.
Mm-hmm.
And see, there
like
was...
That, like
there,
that movie,
that
All the Boys in the Band, that movie with the black dudes crying over the white dude whose family was racist, and they couldn't... That was so silly, stupid movie.
Yeah, I know. See, they've got gay folk in history. Like, Caesar was known for being bi. They used to say, no man's wife is safe around Caesar, and Caesar would play wife to any man. In other words, it went both ways. Alexander the Great was gay, but he conquered the known world. He had a few wives, too, but, you know, he went both ways. But, see, this new thing is driven by a punk thing. Too much of what was happening in the mid-late 60s was all about escaping responsibility and standing up, and it was all right to be afraid, all right to be a coward, all right to turn your back and run. Do your thing, do what you want to do, not what you were supposed to do. See, they tried to get away from that. War is a man thing, so the way to stop war is to raise boys like they're girls. So they grow up with emotions rather than logic, rationality, and reason. See, this is a thing they did. So that is the dynamic that makes all of this crazy mess what it is. And it's crazy for black folk because the media is complicit with this. And as long as the colored boy is being a good piece of behind for somebody.
Or pipe.
Yes.
A snaking tool.
They will protect him as long as he's that way. So you notice they haven't gotten into any... Michael Jackson, they protected him, but he's about as androgynous, you know, not male, not female, that fits right in with this current fluid gender stuff as you can get. So they protected him at all costs, when if he had been straight, they would have ostracized him from the first accusation. But they didn't.
Right.
And you've got this thing with, okay, when we need a scapegoat and we got to give the public somebody to sink fangs into, we take the perverts who've been dealing with allegedly pedophilia, like R. Kelly, and you sacrifice that person. You know, I mean, they do that. But you see, like we have in the real world, last hired, first fired, they still become subject, like all other black folk, to being sacrificed or being turned against at the slightest excuse.
I got a thing for you, and I'm going to be vulgar for 1 second. Last sucked, first fucked. I got it.
There you go. You got it, Doc.
Yeah, it's just, anyway, all I can say to you is a thing, forgive them. And you're going to see more. I'm just telling you, Judge, are they going to do something? I've noticed for this corona, you know, the president was on the other day saying people will be able to drive up and be swabbed without having to get out of their cars, right? Remember he said that in the speech today, right? But yeah, are they going to cancel the LGBTQ parades and such? I haven't heard of any of those being canceled. I haven't heard of one of them being canceled. They've even been pulling the Truvada stuff off. They're trying to, like, now de-emphasize how dangerous that lifestyle. They've gone to overdrive to not talk about it. Have you noticed? The CDC is telling you all the ways to avoid getting not talked about high-risk activities. That's not being mentioned.
Well, let me say this. I know somebody that's an assistant director with CDC, known them for a very long time. And I got a chance to look at some of the press releases that she wrote for them that the media refuses to put out there because it downs their cause. Like there's an epidemic of HIV occurring again because that questioning part is one of the Qs in LGBTQ. The other one's queer on their site. They're trying it, and they don't know all of the ways like the hardcore bunch do about not getting it, and they're coming up with it. Anal cancer and HIV.
But what
HIV.
About the people doing the corona porn, where people are now making porn, like with the mask and all this stuff on, and I'm looking at this, and see, it's not funny because what people fail to understand is that the viruses can exchange particles.
Yes.
And it's like old people swapping medicine in assisted living. So the two viruses, you know, I got the Oprah virus and the Gail virus, and they meet in another body. They say, hey, man, I'll give you some of my day and night. You give some of yours, right? And they do like the Reese's peanut butter cup swap, you know. And so,
well, you know what it is it's stuck on stupid, Doc. You know, it's people hate to see these people hate themselves, hate what they are, and they hate what they want to be.
It's very, very frightening because now with this corona, I don't know if you saw the thing I sent you, where the little Jewish rabbi said, because they're not talking about it in the mainstream media here, but Israel, the whole state of Israel has been on lockdown for like a week.
Well, you know why because that is the case. That's freaking
I do know
out?
Because, say that again, why did he speak out?
Here's why it's freaking folk out. See, in perspective, this time last year, 130-some thousand people died worldwide of the flu. Right?
Mm-hmm.
640,000 was the death toll from flu last year. So far, we've got 6,400 worldwide deaths, including China, which isn't much. You know, that's just a spike in the auto accidents.
Well, that's a drop in the bucket for the Chinese.
Yeah.
That's more condo space.
But see, this is what's freaking them out. They have inoculations for all this other stuff. And people are dying of the flu, but they could get a flu shot. But they just don't. That's stupid. But what's scaring these people is they don't have a cure for it yet. See, that's like I was saying earlier before you came on. That's like back in the 50s, up to the 50s, when they'd have the summer polio epidemics where people would leave town to distance themselves from the centers of the outbreak because there was no cure, no vaccine, no nothing until they got that Salk vaccine. That's what cures them. It's the idea that I can't take a pill or get a shot and be all right.
I think we're already there with AIDS. You have to take pills for life once you get that. So I think, you know, you're a little older than some of us. A lot of us are used to certain things not being treatable anymore. It's in particular millennials. They're making new diseases like y'all had dances back in the 60s, man. They just keep coming out with new ones. I can't keep up.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's predictable because there are more people. We have doubled the population of the planet in the last 25 years. And the more people you have, the more reservoirs and vectors for certain pathogens that there are out there. And that's more
What about global warming?
Well, yeah.
Did you hear about the chlamydia? They found some chlamydia under the South Pole.
Yeah,
I don't know if a bear
well,
or something had
oceans,
it, or a penguin.
Yeah, deep oceans. But see, that's not the worst. They're looking at some stuff now. At the end of the Jurassic, they're finding evidence that the average temperature during the summer in the ocean was 104 degrees Fahrenheit. That would cook most stuff out there right now if it got that hot. Okay, but life's adaptable, but it takes time. The global warming just has some bad consequences that may not be good for people, but there'll be something out there that can handle it. But here's the thing. You've got more people, you've got more reservoirs of a pathogen and more places where it can mutate. You remember STDs, gonorrhea, and syphilis, that big a thing by the end of the 60s because shot of penicillin would clear the symptoms up in an hour and you'd be cured in a week.
It was like getting a haircut back in the day.
Yeah. Over in the NOM, you know, and then they had the neighborhood health clinics, you know, free clinic. Yeah, but you see, over in the NOM, hey, GI, you want me love you long time, you know, and they'd come down with it, and some servicemen would give them pills, not the shot, You have to take 30 of them to get it cleared up. And they'd take two or three and the symptoms would leave. And they wouldn't take the rest of them because they'd save it for another time. And all we're doing is making super bugs that become
antibiotic. What are they going to do, play marbles with the pills? Oh, my God.
Well, no, they just wait until the next time they got the symptoms. They'd say, you know, take three or four of them, the symptoms would go away, but it didn't cure the disease. Wow. It just killed off the weaker forms. And they would save the pills for the next time and give them to their friend girls. So by 74, these super STDs were coming back that were resistant to antibiotics. That's the same reason these diseases become so serious, is they've got more subjects in which to mutate and become stronger. See, they've got these viruses that go back and forth between organisms. The latest, the stuff started off with birds, COVID. See, COVIDs are crows and magpies, all right? And then now bats got infected, and bats pooped in the pig feed. The pigs got infected. China has not quite 1.3 billion people now. And they've got open-air meat markets, and people were fondling the pig carcasses to see what they were going to buy, and they got infected. They had a movie about that about 5-6 years ago, by the way. Same thing. Bats pooped in some pig feed. A pig got infected. Woman got infected, and others got infected in a restaurant where the guy was showing her around. Well, she was the food editor for a woman's magazine.
Are you aware that they have up in Washington State and Oregon animal brothels where people screw pigs? And I know they've been doing that in Europe and other places. I mean, I don't know what it is about pig cooch. I mean, to me, it's bad enough to just eat pig cracklings and ham. I can't see screwing the pig. But people do that. Another thing I'm going to ask you while we have a second, do you think that Joe Biden has dementia? Is he losing his mind? He confused his wife with his sister, and I'm thinking either he's banging both of them or he does have a problem if he can't tell them apart.
Well, here's the
especially
thing.
If she's spending the night over with him.
Biden has very seldom had a new idea in his whole damn life. And he's slowing
other than
down.
Black people.
Well, he's been old line racist. I remember, and I said this earlier today, I saw him in the 70s when he was in there lauding Faubus and Wallace and Stennis and all of these racists is his mentors and his heroes. But he hadn't had an original idea in a long time. He's a third string bench warmer. I call him B5. Bribe, bigoted, buffoon, bench warming, backwater bite. You know?
Should black folk vote for him?
I'm
watching people. I mean, what's his name? I call him Thunberg, Clanburn, or what's the other? I mean, just he's or Uncle Fuckus. I mean, are these people so important that people vote 90% for this bald-headed, potentially pedophile, dementia fool? Is he really somebody we should be excited about? I don't see it, Doc.
Now, look, they've been conditioned. See, most of them, very few of the people alive now were alive when black folk were generally Republican. Black people switched over to being Democrat in the 30s to support FDR, who had some economic policy that didn't leave a whole bunch of black folk and everybody else out there starving in the streets, okay? He dealt with the depression.
Judge, we got five minutes.
Okay. Thank you for that reminder. Now, what happens is black people have been conditioned to be Democratic. That's got to do, too, with those trannies talking to youth. If you get to them when they were children and you condition them of something, after they get 14, you almost can't talk them out of it, no matter how much an error the belief may be. They believe in the Democratic Party, irrespective of what its reality is. I call it the Demogatic Party, G-A-Y-T-I-C. because it is the party of the radical LGBTQ type, and most of the people that hold office as Democrats, they swing both ways. They're amphibians and they're moist, like amphibians tend to be. So that is what I think one of the problems is that black folk believe in the Democratic Party. And as we all know, belief does not have to be founded in rationality, logic, reason, or analysis.
Like in the church.
That too. So they're doing the same thing now by putting these trannies in to talk to these 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds so they can get them to believe that it's okay to be a queer or a freak. And the queer comes LGBTQ. They say queer on their own site. So, you know, there you go.
And they think it's okay to have AIDS. If you saw that video I sent you about bug chasing, they have parties here where you can get AIDS and you pay to get it. I mean, they don't want you to get $15 an hour, but they will pay for someone to give them AIDS. I'll never understand that.
Oh, that's because they have a death wish. They want to be martyrs. They want to die. That drives a lot of stuff. That drives a lot of the violence in the neighborhood. It's suicide. You sit there and try to provoke somebody to take your own life because you don't have enough nerve to do it yourself. You hate what you are and hate what you think you want to be. Poetry. We got to get away from that. And we focus too much on love, unconditional love. It used to be conditioned. You love somebody, you act like you love them when they act right. When they aren't acting right, if you love them, you don't act like you love them. You act like they need discipline to correct what they're doing wrong. But now it's unconditional. No matter what they do, you're supposed to talk about love. But see, love don't have a damn thing to do with coronavirus, does it?
No.
Won't kill you. You got to get hardcore. So if you're worried about coronavirus, it's a wake-up call to humanity to pay more attention to things like biology because Mother Nature's out there lurking. We're in a worldwide safety bubble that won't be around long. We screwed it. It's going away. Awful. You need oxygen. Percentage of atmospheric oxygen is dropping. I used to live at 8,200. I had a house at 8,200 feet up in the Aspen, Colorado area. Ski a lot. But there's a big difference between 8,200 feet and sea level. And one of the things that they're talking about is in not too far in the future, the oxygen levels are dropping. So when you're at 8,000 some feet, it'll feel like you're at 12,000. And when you're at sea level, it'll feel like you're at 4,000 or 5,000 foot altitude, which a lot of people aren't going to handle too well. It's all kinds of stuff going on that we don't pay attention to, that we think we can ignore. And I think that's what's getting to these folks. They don't have anything they can do about coronavirus, COVID-19, yet. And they're expecting people to come up with some miracle cure. And they sound stupid when, can you explain the biology? I have no idea, but somebody ought to come up with something. Well, guess what? It's hard to do that.
Judge, can you? We got 2 minutes. Can you, you and Dr. Short, just briefly state what you'd like people to take away from today's episode?
I can very quickly. Life is dangerous. Get ready for it. That's why humanity is glorified in courage, bravery, responsibility, obligation, dedication, and purpose. We need to get back there. That's what will see us through, not this selfish, hedonistic, do what I please because I feel like doing it because it feels good. Anyway, you can find me at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. I do not have the blue check, but Judge Joe Brown TV. There you go.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much, Judge. Dr. Short?
I'm DRS1 at Twitter, WRandyShort at Gmail, and RandyShort at Facebook, the one with the Stokely Carmichael photo, not the white guys. I agree with Judge. And life as we've known it has changed. There's a song that goes, everything must change, nothing stays the same. Habits, attitudes have to shift and come into conformance with the new realities of our world. If you want to stay the same, you'll be like my cousins that didn't wake up in the house fire back in 1971, and three of them burned to death. I learned that early. You have to change with the circumstances and the times to preserve yourself. Peace.
All right, guys, that wraps today's audio. Hopefully you got something out of it. Again, I can't stress this enough. Please, please, please be safe. I love you to life. Please join me down in the comment section. Let's have a conversation, because I know that there was a lot said that we definitely need to talk about. Tell a friend who will tell a friend about this platform. Listen to the audio multiple times so you can get everything out of it. Hit the like button, share, subscribe, and turn on the alerts. They keep turning off the alerts, so please make sure that you turn them back on each time they are turned off. Have better than a great day, and I will see you guys on Instagram again at Valerie Denise Jones, at Valerie Denise Jones, or MS Valerie Denise Jones. Love you to life. Talk soon. Bye.
Today's show is sponsored by My Olive Leaf. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz to shop for olive leaf extracts, which will assist your efforts to transform your life, detox your body, increase your energy, get restful sleep, and rid your body of antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties. Do not delay. Contact the MOL reps today. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz for their full line of olive leaf extracts and moringa products. Oh yeah, for those of you who would like a personal consultation, please call the MOL reps at 612-567-3263. Also visit their website and social media pages for the latest on sales, new releases, and more. Have a great day. See you in the comments section.